Joining us live on the phone is Dr. Imad ad-Din Ahmad, the president of the Minaret of Freedom Institute, which is an Islamic think tank in Washington, D.C. Welcome to the show, doctor.
Thank you.
Hello. Doctor, first and foremost, let's talk about the Supreme Leader. Supposedly or reportedly, he went into the hospital for some type of surgery, possibly it was prostate cancer. Now, is prostate cancer is not a very serious disease. Is his health deteriorating, or what's the story here?
We don't really have any hard evidence that his health is deteriorating, but for what was supposed to have been a relatively minor surgery, he was under a local anesthetic, and that he is still seems to be in a very, very weak condition, and all the pictures we've seen coming out has sparked speculation about, you know, whether his recovery is on track or not.
Okay, well, if these pictures are indeed true and his health is deteriorating and it deteriorates faster than expected, how would this influence the political environment for Iran's internal politics?
Well, it's going to be very interesting to watch and see if that happens, because there's the Iranian system has a constitution that outlines the process of succession. And in principle, it should be quite straightforward. But in practice, what has happened is a lot of people who have been outside observers and some people within the country watching the political situation there feel that although the Assembly of Experts is the branch of government that's supposed to select his replacement, that the Revolutionary Guard has been getting increasing political and economic power. And so some people are beginning to speculate that perhaps the Revolutionary Guard, which has been at odds with the clerical establishment that has been the most powerful force in Iran since the revolution, might result in conflict or tension about the replacement. Looking at the formal method for the election of his replacement, the Revolutionary Guard has no formal role. Furthermore, I observed that although the Revolutionary Guard has oftentimes sided, for example, it's sided with the current Supreme Leader against the former president, Ahmadinejad, when they had certain disputes that they backed the clerical establishment, the hardliners within the clerical establishment during the disputed previous elections. They have not yet done anything that would be called extra-constitutional. And I have my doubts as to whether they would resort to extra-constitutional actions, especially because they themselves are not unified in their political positions.
Well, could the Revolutionary Guard, could they be likened to the Praetorian Guard of from Rome?
Well, potentially, but what they were designed to be was more similar to the National Guard of the United States. Ayatollah Khomeini was the one who came up with the Revolutionary Guard, specifically intended to prevent any coups against the Constitution.
Now, well, of course, the Praetorian Guard of themselves at one time were there to defend defend Caesar, but over time, they eventually ended up determining who would become the next Caesar. And I would point out here that there are only two supreme leaders since 1979 in Iran. So this is still a new process, so to speak.
It is a new process, and I don't know. But again, the Revolutionary Guard themselves are not united in the way that, and I'm not a historian of ancient history, so if there's a similarity to the Praetorian Guard I'm missing, you could point it out to me. But I don't think that they are in a position where they are united against the establishment to the degree that they would want to threaten the Islamic Republic.
Okay, well, moving on then. How does Khamenei's health, how would it influence external politics?
Well, there's always the possibility that external political actors would see this as an opportunity to intervene. We know that, for example, Israel has been looking for an opportunity to do something about what it perceives to be Iran's nuclear weapons program. And there's always the possibility that this could give them an opportunity to make a military invasion that they have been trying to encourage the Western powers to do. I wouldn't want to speculate on that. Israel sometimes has made surprising moves in that direction with regard to other countries. I would think they might be too prudent to do it with a country still as powerful as Iran.
And yet, 2 days ago, there was reportedly an explosion at a facility that some are saying is part of Iran's clandestine nuclear activities.
There's always the possibility of clandestine operations, and that would not surprise me. But again, I don't have the information on the internal security of Iran's internal security agencies of Iran's enemies to be able to make any comment on that.
Well, looking from the inside, looking out, then how would if there was a new supreme leader, would Iran have a different approach to interacting with the rest of the world?
Well, so far the main activity of the supreme leader has been to oversee and hold a kind of veto power over the actions of the other branches of government. On the other hand, Khamenei has certainly set a tone, and that tone that he has set, I expect on most issues, would be maintained. I don't see any new leader, whoever he might be, changing their position with regard to Iran's nuclear program. I'm talking about the nuclear energy program. Nor do I see them changing his open position against a nuclear weapons program. I realize that Iran's critics claim that they've been having a nuclear weapons program despite that position, but his official position is that Iran is not seeking a nuclear weapon. I don't anticipate that would change. The one area where there's potential for change, or two areas where there's potential change, one is possibly a new leader might be more open towards a reconciliation with the United States and with the West, more likely, perhaps, a new leader might be more sympathetic to reforms within the country. However, even in that case, I would expect him to move cautiously as attempts by the Iranian presidents, Rouhani now and before him, Khatami, to make such reforms were greeted with much resentment by the hardliners. I expect that any new supreme leader would have to be someone who is acceptable to as wide a variety of the political factions in Iran as possible. And I think the Iranians are more, and even the hardliners, are more interested in maintaining the Islamic Republic as a whole than they are in pushing any particular policy.
Well, is there any indication of whom the next person could be?
Well, a number of names have been suggested, three in particular that I'm aware of. Ayatollah Mahmoud Hashemi Sharoudi, who was the head of the head of the judiciary previously, and who is now deputy head of the assembly of experts who would do the elections, is seen as someone who Khamenei himself would favor, and is expected to have the support of the Revolutionary Guard. Another candidate would be Ali Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani, who is a former president, who has been very prominent in Iranian politics, but he's 80 years old, and perhaps his detractors would say that he's too old, and also perhaps not hard line enough. A third possible candidate is Ayatollah Sadegh Larijani, who is a member of a very prominent family. The Speaker of the Parliament is his brother, and another member of the family has served in a number of government positions. Some people say that he's not likely because he is also considered to be not a senior cleric. Personally, I don't think that's necessarily going to prevent him from getting it. One has to remember that Khamenei himself, at the time of his appointment, was considered to be not that prominent a cleric. And I think that the political advantages of having someone with the popularity of the Larijani family might trump this requirement that someone be seen as especially senior in the establishment.
We have the final question here, and we have about 30 seconds for this. How long does this process take to find the new leader?
Since it's only happened twice before, really once before, because the election of Ayatollah Khomeini doesn't count he was sort of the obvious choice, and there was no question. I don't think we can predict how long it would take. The assembly of experts will debate it, and they will make a decision when they make a decision.
Okay, well, I'd like to say thank you for joining us. I'd love to have you back to discuss this further and anything that's happening in Iran. Speaking to us live on the phone was Dr. Ahmad Adin Ahmad, the president of the Minaret of Freedom Institute, which is an Islamic think tank in Washington, D.C.